Honey, I'm sorry, did I wake you? Yeah, I just got home. I'm so tired. You look all cute and cozy. Also, why are you laying on my side of the bed? My pillow smells like me and you missed me. You are too cute. I guess I'll take your side of the bed then tonight. No, it's okay, I don't mind. Let me just change first and I'll hop in with you. You might want to look away though, like while I'm changing. If you start feeling things when you see me change, I'm afraid I'm too tired to entertain those types of feelings right now. Are you sure? Alright then, if you're sure, I am gonna change. Okay, move over. It is time to cuddle. All right, get over here. Your pillow smells like you too. Yeah, I like it. Your arms around me. It feels so nice. My arms around you. I miss this. I missed you. How's your day? Apart from missing me. Yeah, honey, you sent me like 17 texts saying how much you missed me. It's fine, it's cute. Yeah. I'm sorry I couldn't reply to them sooner. I was busy with stuff, but I'll tell you about it later. Tell me about your day first. What did you do? Yeah. Did you also clean the living room, by the way? Thanks. It looks great. Yeah, it looks great. Thank you. Yeah, I'm saying thank you 'cause it's my turn this week to clean the living room. Well, I will make you some cookies tomorrow as a thank you. If you want, of course. Okay, good. What else did you do? Nice. Yeah, sounds like a very productive day. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. No wonder you're so sleepy right now. You must be so tired. My day? Are you sure you want to hear about my day? You look really sleepy right now. I don't want to, like, you know, keep you up just to hear me yap. I can tell you tomorrow and you can just go to sleep right now. You're too sweet. Well, you know how it went. We had breakfast together this morning, which was really nice, very yummy. And then I went to my grandma's. You already knew that too. She's recovering well. She was telling me today about how painful the surgery was. And you know, since it's like a knee replacement surgery and they don't do like both knees at the same time, it's like one knee at a time. She said she doesn't really have the courage to get the surgery again on her other knee, which is like kind of sad, you know, because like she's scared and stuff. And I tried to comfort her and be like, you know, grandma, you have to do it. Or like, what's the point if you don't get like both of your knees done? And I was trying to like remind her that like when she recovers, she has to make me that chicken she makes. You know the one. Yeah. It's so good, isn't it? Yeah. And she was like, yeah, with you taking care of me, I'm gonna recover in no time. And it was really sweet. It made me very happy. My grandpa, I thought he was gonna be out all day, but he was home. And he was also looking after my grandma, I guess. I started teasing my grandpa, like, oh, good thing you didn't go out. You should help me take care of grandma, you know? I guess he was just like deep in thought. And then he just started crying. Yeah, I was like, why are you crying? Why, you know? And he was like, I am so lucky to have your grandma. Like, I'm really lucky that I got to marry a person that loves me as much as your grandma loves me. And I was like, wow. And nothing happened between them, by the way. I mean, maybe something happened before I came over or something, you know? While I was there, nothing really happened. They were just like chilling, you know? And he just like randomly started crying. And obviously I was like concerned at first, but the reason was like so cute. I was like, aww. They're so cute. You know, I told you that they're like basically high school sweethearts, right? Well, not really high school sweethearts, but my grandma didn't go to school. You know that? But they met around the age that they both would be in high school. So they basically like grew up together. And it's like, it's so heartwarming to think about, you know? And then I was thinking about how cute my grandparents are. And then I started thinking about how cute we would be as grandparents. We've talked about this, right? We want to like grow old with each other and have a big loving family. And, you know, it's just, I don't know, the thought of growing old with you makes me very happy. And it keeps me going. Sorry, this turned like really sappy out of nowhere. anyways, yeah, that's basically it. And after that, I didn't really do much, just taking care of my grandma the whole day. I helped my uncle make dinner, and we had dinner, and he dropped me off, and here I am. Yeah. Anyways, that was my day. Thank you for listening to me rant about my grandparents. I will let you go to sleep now. What? Why are you staring at me like that? Oh, stop it. I would not be a beautiful grandma. I'd be like wrinkly and grumpy. I would definitely like scare off all the kids in the neighborhood. Get off my property! You'd be cute though. I feel like you'd be the kind of grandparent to like give your grandkids like little treats and like a bit of money and be like, don't tell your parents that I gave you this money. I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. Okay, go to sleep. What? You wanna keep talking? Honey, we have our whole lives ahead of us. We can talk whenever we want. Go to sleep. Okay, what do you want to talk about? Tomorrow? Okay, what about tomorrow? Like, what you want to do tomorrow? Well, tomorrow, like I said, I was thinking of making you those cookies. And then cleaning the kitchen. I mean, that comes with, like, baking the cookies. And then maybe like clean up the house a little more. No, you don't have to help me. You can relax. You did so much today. Okay. You can help me. Do you wanna go out for dinner tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Where do you wanna go? You already know where I would want to go. Yep, exactly. My favorite. Okay, so I guess we have something to look forward to while we go to sleep now. Mm-hmm. Come closer. I know you're already like super close, but I need you to be closer. Yeah, I'm ready to go to sleep. Are you? Good night, my love. I love you.